The government shutdown is over, but its impact on the U.S. aviation system will linger for at least a few more days. Aviation regulators are still requiring airlines to reduce air traffic by 3% at dozens of major airports. And the shutdown has once again exposed deeper problems with the nation's air traffic system. NPR transportation correspondent Joel Rose has been following this and is with us now. Hi, Joel.
Hey, Sasha.
Joel, I've been flying a lot recently and I've had numerous delays. And I'm at the point when I go to the airport, I feel a great deal of apprehension. So how long can we expect this reduction in flights to last?
Well, I'm sorry to say that your apprehension may not be quite over yet. Aviation officials said last night that these temporary flight restrictions would be lowered from 6% to 3% of flights at major airports. The Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration say that reflects improvements in staffing levels at air traffic facilities. Air traffic controllers, of course, had been working without pay during the government shutdown. Some took on second jobs, and many called out sick. The FAA reported staffing shortages at dozens of facilities, especially as the shutdown reached into its second month. But there has been a rapid decline in staffing shortages in the past week, according to the DOT. That gave regulators some confidence that more controllers are coming to work, but regulators are leaving these 3% reductions in place through the weekend, just to be sure.